"He who spends the most time wins." This was a quote that was drilled into me in my early days of leadership development around the concepts of discipleship. But last week or so, I was talking to a friend of mine, Jamie Carter, and he brought this concept up about how the world's more and more busy, women are more and more in the marketplace, and there's this large concept called quality time. You know, spend quality time with your kids. And, you know, quality time looks like a short amount of time that you're emphasizing being together and you're trying to extract some quality out of that. But I want to talk today a little bit about reclaiming quantity of time. He who spends the most time wins. And I think we see this modeled for us in Jesus's way of discipling. It's about emulating. It's about doing life together. Jesus and the 12 disciples lived together for 3 years. I mean, I could have just imagined the fun that they had and the tension they had between each other. And just, it wasn't just coming around Christ at the big miracles and signs and wonders and the big crowds. And it wasn't just that. It was all that plus walks, prayer times together, morning times, evening, afternoons. It was meals. They had meals together. They go fishing together. Even though I don't like to fish, but I'm sure Jesus could teach me how to fish. And you know, I want to be a catcher, not a fisher. I want to catch the fish with a gold coin in the mouth. Anyway, sorry. But just looking at this quantity of time, Christ showed us the quantity of time. I think in our day and age, the current modern world is filled with all kinds of distractions. And it's hard for us sometimes to be present in front of somebody. That's something key to focus on in quantity or quality time is to the power of presence, just being fully there, being fully emotionally available, listening well to the conversation and pouring into the dynamic that helps build powerful friendships and helps build your family in a powerful way. So I hope that you're focusing on quality time. That's kind of a cultural pulse that we hear subconsciously. It's out there. But today, how can we reclaim and establish quantity? How can we increase being with the people we love more? He who spends the most time wins. So this really does matter to how our children grow up, how our grandkids learn from us and grow from us, how our friends and disciples, you know, fellow comrades in Christ help us learn and grow together. So today, what can you do to reduce the distractions? Maybe take inventory of your time and increase the quantity of what you're doing with other people and how you're spending that time. Because it will lead to quality time. It will lead to those quality moments. But there's something about the mundane. There's something about doing just menial tasks together, just being together, learning, experiencing life as it's hitting you kind of in the moment, right? Spending that quantity of time is where we learn to trust. It's where, and it's a steadfast consistency, kind of like being, how can you be devoted to steadfast, consistent time with your family, with your friends, making this you put this on display for them. That's one of the values in Grace Ops is affection, to display affection to the people that we love and even to our enemies. So that's all I've got today. Just wanted to challenge you with spending, you know, reclaiming this quantity of time. So the action item here is how can you take initiative to increase these things in your personal lives with your friends and with your families? And hopefully, and I won't go deep into this, but it's a big issue of making disciples in this 21st century culture. I think we're terrible at it. And I would include myself in that. And even though I try hard and I've made a few disciples, but it's just hard, the pace of life we live, the busyness, the distractions. I mean, we've really got to take this quantity thing seriously. Who are we going to walk with? Who are we going to pray with? Who are we going to go fishing with? Centered around a godly lifestyle. Well, God bless you. Until next time, live upright.